Mark the Magician, live in Louisville, Kentucky, outside of Churchill Downs. Mark, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Trey and Matt, actually inside Churchill Downs. Right here by the 8th pole, right in the middle of home stretch, section 322. So you're coming down tomorrow, look for me around section 322, right by the 8th pole. Great day so far. We had a big matchup earlier. I don't know if you guys heard the news yet, but On Fire Baby got in a stretch duel battle down the stretch and just got nosed out right at the wire by Authenticity with Johnny Velasquez. And everybody remembers On Fire Baby. She won the Apple Blossom, the $500,000 Apple Blossom. $300,000 was her share of the purse that day at Oakline Park at last week. So just nosed out. Still a great race for On Fire Baby, and she got beat by another great filly. Had a great day so far, and of course the focus of today is the Kentucky Oaks, tomorrow the Kentucky Derby. And don't forget, if you're going out to Oakland or wherever you're going to play tomorrow, they start at 9:30 for the first race at Central Time, 9:30 a.m. Of course, the Derby won't be later until around 5:30, 5:45 in the evening. But today at 4:45 Central, we've got the big filly race. Baffert does not have a horse going in the Kentucky Derby this year, but he does have one he would really like to win with here, number two, Midnight Lucky. She won at Sunland Park back in March. That's a track record. Her big deal is she's only ran two races in her career so far, only two, but she's destroyed the field in both of those career races, and she's 9-2 in the morning line. So she gets the money today. This will be the last time you get this filly at a little price, at a good price. It'll be a small price next time she runs if she performs the way that she should. And you've also got your Oaks Derby double today. For if you're on your way to Oakland, you combine your Oaks winner today with the Kentucky Derby. My top three today in the Oaks: number two, Midnight Lucky; number eight, Dreaming of Julia; and the number 11 horse, which is out of my mind at the moment because I don't have my program open to that phase. But 2, 8, 11, that's today in the Kentucky Oaks. And for you superfecta players, this is a very big day. We just had a superfecta in the last race, made 31,000, and one of the favorites won the race. So that just gives you an idea of how much money is in these superfecta pools. And the minimum is a dollar, not 10 cents like you get at Oakland where you can play those 10 centers. You hit one here, you've got it 10 times that dime. So you're looking at big, big bucks. So don't be afraid to put a lot of horses behind the one you like on top when you're playing the exactas, the trifectas, and the supers. If you want to talk about the Kentucky Derby, I can tell you who my top pick is going to be. Haven't got all the horses in the order that I like them. That's tomorrow, and I'll have that done around 2 a.m. tonight. But my choice right now, as we speak, is It's My Lucky Day, the number 12 horse at 15-1, second in the Florida Derby. And what sold me on this horse was the mile and 16th race, Holy Bull Stakes, back at Gulfstream Park in January, minute 41 and change. Most horses run a race like that around a minute 43, so this horse is like 2 seconds faster than any horse that you, other than It's My Lucky Day in that type of race going a mile and 16th. Of course, going a mile and a quarter tomorrow in the Florida Derby last time. He was second to Orb, who will be the Kentucky Derby favorite tomorrow.
And, Mark, what's the set the stage there. What's the atmosphere like? What's the weather like?
Oh, the weather is beautiful. There's a little bit, a few clouds in the sky, but it's sunshine all day. You could get a suntan out here today for sure. Hasn't been a drop of rain. I'm not sure if the rain is still in the forecast for tomorrow. They keep saying, yes, it will be, yes, it won't be. But right now, we haven't had a drop of rain. The track is super fast, and it's pink out day. And so everybody wears pink today for breast cancer, and they have the 8 Bell Stakes. And all the ladies go out there and march on the track, the cancer survivors. So they raise a lot of money for a very good cause on pink out day here at Kentucky, at the Kentucky Oaks Day, and everybody wearing pink. The Rocket Man, he's got his hat on again. They've been to the Rocket Man, Beer Man, the big orange hats. You'll see those. You know where the beer guy's at. And we've got a horse today I like, and it kind of fits the mood of the atmosphere here. And race number 9, number 8, Bourbon Courage. Bourbon Courage. And I know if you're coming to the Kentucky Derby or you're having a Kentucky Derby party, you got to have some Bourbon Courage because you're going to have your mint julep to celebrate the Kentucky Derby and your winners that you got from O'Mark the Magician. And that's today in race 9 for you guys playing online. That's race 9, number 8, Bourbon Courage, 867-869 for exact and trifecta boxes today in race number 9 at Churchill Downs. The and we're just going to race 8. You'll remember this horse, Blue Eyes in the Rain, ran at Oaklawn. She's undefeated in 3 starts. Mr. John Court from Oaklawn Park will be on her coming up in the next race. That goes off in 24 minutes here at Churchill.
Now, Mark, at this track that you're at, what's the track you're at right now?
He's at Churchill Downs.
Churchill Downs. Now, is
Churchill
that
Downs.
Do they wear the hats, you know, the women? Is that just the Kentucky Derby, or is that the horse races in general?
That's Oaks Day. There's hats galore. Mark Magician was my Twitter page. I just put it up. I will try to take a bunch of pictures and put them up on my Twitter, Mark Magician. And on my Facebook page, I'll try to get some up later tonight, give you guys an idea of what's going on out here. But there's hats everywhere. Everybody is dressed to the nines. Actually, they're dressed to the 12s today. There's a way above 10. I mean, people that normally don't look good look awesome today at Churchill Downs, and they'll look even better tomorrow, except for those, of course, that stay out till 4, 5, 6 in the morning drinking mint juleps. A lot of people do that. They got bars that stay open here right up until daylight, and then people just shuffle on down, of course, to the infield. And I'll try to get out to the infield tomorrow to give you a little atmosphere, pictures of what's going on in the infield, and try to post those. And if it rains tomorrow, the infield will be the place not to be if you don't want to get completely covered in mud. Because Smarty Jones in 2004, we had an hour and 15-minute rain delay before Smarty came out and just crushed the field by many, many lengths over Lionheart that year. And people were just having a ball out in the mud in the infield. So it's good. It's rain or shine, we're going to be here, and we're going to make money. Great atmosphere, and there's still time to come down. If you're driving from Arkansas, why not come on down? I believe the Diamond Hogs are playing here tonight, guys, and the Razorback basketball baseball team, right, playing here tonight in Louisville?
No, they're playing in Lexington.
Okay, well, that's just down the road, about 45 minutes down the road. So I was driving down the road earlier, and a lady rolled her window down, she had a Kentucky plate, and she started screaming, "Go Hogs, go," out the window because she saw our Arkansas license plate on the car. So there's a bunch of Arkansas fans from Kentucky here probably on the way to the game tonight.
Mark, my understanding is that this year there is no clear-cut favorite in the Derby.
Not a clear-cut favorite. Orb is probably going to be the favorite tomorrow, probably, but a lukewarm favorite at that. You're talking 4-1. You're not talking 2-1, 6-5, 8-5. No low-cut favorite at all. It's My Lucky Day, like I said, is one I like. Normandy Invasion has been working up a storm. This horse was second in the Wood Memorial in his last race, and the three horses that came out of the Wood Memorial were Verrazano. Verrazano is undefeated. He has not lost a race, period. And Verrazano won the Wood, and Normandy Invasion, owned by Rick Porter, who owned the Rockport Harbor that used to race at Oaklawn Park, was in that race and ran second. And the Bijack, the 20, number 20, was third in the Wood that day. So those three horses, I think, will be a big key factor tomorrow. And of course, you know, Coach Pacino owns 5% of Golden Scent. That's Golden Scent, the 8 horse tomorrow that just won the Santa Anita Derby back on April 6th. You've got Revolutionary, who is Calvin Burrell. Of course, Calvin's won 3 Kentucky Derbies. This horse will be 10-15-1. That one won the Louisiana Derby in his last start. My Luke was second, almost beat Revolutionary in his last start, and My Luke gets Rosie McFabrick. I don't know if you guys saw the 60-minute special on Sunday, but they did a 13-minute special on her. She's one of the top jockeys in the country, and she's getting her second chance in the Kentucky tomorrow on a horse called My Luke.
Mark, it sounds like a lot of fun. Wish we were there.
Oh, man, you got to do it. If you don't do this at least once in your life, you're really missing out. I got three people here in the box with me that have never been to the Kentucky Derby, and then 3 that have. So they're asking questions after question after question. It's kind of in awe and everything. When you look at it, 160,000 to 170,000 people are going to be here tomorrow for the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's a lot of people in one place. You don't get that at many basketball or football games because most stadiums don't hold that many people. Maybe a NASCAR race, of course, would hold something like that. But 26 acres of fun. The infield will be open. Everything's open. The movie stars are here. I'm here. Everybody's here. And you guys get my place at markmagician.com. And in 2 weeks from today, of course, tomorrow will be the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness. Hopefully we'll have a Derby winner that we all have bet and come out in 2 weeks, go for the Preakness, and maybe another Triple Crown horse on the rise here in 5 weeks in the Belmont Stakes. So a lot of great horse racing coming up here in the next 5 weeks. to look forward to in the Triple Crown Series.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and good luck there at Churchill Downs.
Thank you, guys. Happy Derby, and I'm going to go have me a mint julep now that I'm off the clock. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.